That's
also true. Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Gimel Tishri, 28th of September. Rav Shmuli Noe Shlita, Kibud Av Va'Eim versus Sleeping in the Sukkah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored for the yahrzeit of Mrs. Chana Klein Olea Shalom, Chana Bes Rav Avraham HaKohen Olea Shalom, and for the first yahrzeit yesterday of Moras Nechoma Bas Rav Eloza Ebert Olea Shalom.
Today we will discuss Shaila of what would happen if somebody has a contradiction between two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Eim, the mitzvah of listening to one's parents, the chiyuv of listening to one's parents, and also the mitzvah, the chiyuv of sleeping in the sukkah. Something which can happen, does happen, where you have a boy or a bocher wants to sleep in the sukkah, and his mother doesn't want him to sleep in the sukkah, either because she thinks that it's just, there's no need, or because perhaps she's actually worried for him, she's scared he'll catch a cold, or she's actually has good reasons and intentions why she doesn't want him to sleep in the sukkah. What should a person do in such a situation? Mitchum, we will discuss the halachas around sleeping in the sukkah, the makoris and the chiyuvim of sleeping in the sukkah, also the reasons why people don't sleep in the sukkah, and also the chiyuvim of Kibud Av Va'Eim and what to do when Kibud Av Va'Eim contradicts a mitzvah, if it's a deraisa mitzvah, if it's a derabona mitzvah, if it's a minik, if it's a chumrah, if it's a machloikus, and after we'll be able to put the two together and the mitzvah Shem come to a conclusion, more or less, when I get to this shaila. So people said to me when they saw this, the topic, that they don't understand the question, Bechlal, because everyone knows that Kibud Av Va'Eim, when it comes to a mitzvah deraisa, we don't listen to our parents. The Gemon Bar Metzia learns from a posuk, Ish imagov tiro, v'shapsoisa tishmoiru, that you don't listen to your parents by when they, if they tell you to be over a mitzvah deraisa. So what's Bechlal? We'll get half an hour to talk about. We will see that mitzvah sukkah might be different for two possible reasons. Let's first begin by, I just wanted to point out before we start, the days that we're currently in. The old Shemir Munim Rebbe has a sefer called Chukei Chaim on Sukkos, and he writes, "Hinei kedushas dalet hayomim shebein yom kippurim leSukkos, the 4 days that are between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, he rabu ma'oid, are very great days. Ve'in lanu musug, we have no understanding or idea, but goydel ha'oros yom ma'elu, the depth of the kedusha of the light of these days." And he bases it on a medrash, where the medrash says that Sukkos is rishon lechesh ben avoinus, meaning that only from Sukkos, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts looking at our avoiros. But before Sukkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at our avoiros bechlal, which is a shver medrash. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not look at our avoiros only from the first day of Sukkos? Some say because we don't have any avoiros, we're so busy in these days being mekayim mitzvahs of Sukkah, mitzvahs of Aminim, so that we don't have any avoiros bechlal in these days. And the Rabbah says that even if a person is over an avera in these days, it's only called shoygug. We're so busy that our avaras which we do in these days are not intentional. They're not something which we meant to do. Yeah, as Zavash says even more, that even if we do have an avera, the Sultan has no power in these days. Sultan is Gematria 359. There's 364 days of the year. Yom Kippur, the Sultan has no koyach. And the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot as well, the Sultan has no koyach. So for those 5 days, the Sultan has no power. So Sultan is 359. He only has power over 359 days, not over 364 days. So these are the days which we find ourselves in now, which are Moridiger days. We're not sitting here in regular weekday days. The Gaon writes in the Shulchan Aruch and Tofresh Chavdalah that the reason we don't say Tachron in these days is Loshen is Mishum to have a Yom Tov Kamo Yom Kippur and B'miktzas. These days are Ashtikel Yom Tov, a bit like Yom Kippur. So the days which we find ourselves in now are Muridiga days where either we aren't doing Averis or our Averis are really not intentional, Satan has no power, and the days of Tshuva and Kapora leading into the days of Sukkos, which is Tshuva Mehava. So when you have these two mitzvahs which are contradicting each other, Kibud Av Va'Eim and mitzvah sukkah, it's important to be makdim that cholila, both of these mitzvahs are very important and they're fundamental and they're not something which one could be mezalzel with bechlal. The Lashon of the Charedim in Perek Tes, he writes about Kibud Av Va'Eim. He writes, "V'yifachid v'yirem o'oid milava ritzoinim." A person should be really, really worried to ever cholila go against what his parents say. He shouldn't be loyata yamina smol. He shouldn't move left or right from anything his parents ever tell him to do, and he should be scared as if penyata zroisha, as if he'll have his head off. That's ad kadei kach, how careful he should be when it comes to mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Eim. The Peleoyetz also in Kibud Av Va'Eim, he writes that You have the youth, they think that their parents are making mistakes, they don't know what they're talking about. He writes, it's a minig ra, it's a ra chayla, sheyesh bebonim. They think they're cleverer, they think they're wiser than their parents. And the Emma says, he said, you shouldn't move from what your parents tell you, yamin esmoil. You shouldn't move an inch from what your parents tell you. Even if according to your younger understanding, maybe your less experienced understanding, what your parents are telling you is the opposite, still you shouldn't budge one inch from what they're telling you. Mitzav Sheni, we know mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah chamurim oid. The Munkacha in the Sefer Dagei Chaim Shalom quotes the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, where the Lashon of the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim is that Hamavatal mitzvah sukkah oinshon meruba yoisa. Even more than any other mitzvah sukkah, if a person is mavatal mitzvah sukkah, the oinish of being mavatal mitzvah sukkah is perhaps even more than any other mitzvah. It's a mitzvah a person can be mekam every single second. It's a mitzvah a person is mekam with his entire guf. And if one is mavatal mitzvah sukkah, then oinshon meruba Yoisa Cholila. So both of these mitzvahs, we have to understand it, it's quite a sensitive shaila, not something a person can just decide one way or the other what to do. And either way, it has to be done carefully and with sensitivity. So let's just start by discussing the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah, and why over the generations, going well back to the Rishonim, there were many who were makel in the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah. So the Gemara in Daf Choft Vov Omed Aleph in Sukkah quotes a Braisa, where the Braisa says that when it comes to Achila, when it comes to eating, a person is mechuyv to eat Achilas Kava inside the sukkah, Achilas Arai, you can eat outside the sukkah. When it comes to Shinna, when it comes to sleeping, you have to sleep inside the sukkah, whether it's Shinna's Arai, and whether it's Shinna's Kva. That means even if a person wants to just have a little nod off, or a little nap, outside the sukkah, and it's only Shinna's Arai, if he'd be having a drink or a small snack, that he could do outside the sukkah. But when it comes to having a small little shluff or drimmel outside the sukkah, that would be asa. Sleeping is even more chomor than the halachas of eating. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that machmir tovel of brocha to eat even the smallest, to even not to drink outside the sukkah. But it's lechatchilim ikadin, one a person is allowed to. If it's in the middle of the suda, then the person can say Kubi's not allowed to, because in the middle of a suda you would always go back to where you are. But if a person's outside, he's in the car, he's in the office, and he wants to have a coffee or a drink, okay, the shal is what's called keva. But as long as it's achilas arai, then he'd be allowed to have it even lechatchila outside the sukkah. But shinna, outside the sukkah, shinna's arai, is an issa goma. They ask the poiskim, if Shem Zalman, if it's Zilberstein, somebody who goes to a shir, and he knows, always in the shir, he nods off, right? So that's a shinna's arai. Should he not go to the shir? Should he go to the shir and nod off? What should he do? So this will definitely make sure you all stay awake for the rest of the shir. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein answered that it's teishu v'ken teduru. If the holy around you nod off outside your house in a shir, then sukkah shouldn't be any different. And you can go to the shir and you can have a little drimmel in the shir if sleep overcomes you. But upon him, sleeping comes out from the... Sorry?
So how does that work? Teishu v'ken teduru is...
Just like during the year you would...
Inside the sukkah you can go to sleep.
No, but just like during the year you would nod off at a shir even outside your house, so too when it comes to sukkah, because if you're at a shir, that's what you would usually do, then you could also do that outside your house as well. The Rosh of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Torfish Lama Tess, Sif Aleph, Ketzad mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, yeshiva besukkah, shia oichel v'shoyse v'dor. Doesn't mention anything about sleeping. The Ramah adds in the word v'yoshon, and you should sleep. In Sif Beis, v'dor. Yeah, but doesn't... Maybe v'dor means sleeping. Yeah, could be. But in Sif Beis, Pashas Vador means your everything you do to live in. Maybe that includes sleeping. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Oichlem v'shoysi v'sheinim besukkah kol shevan on Sif Aleph. So some say, because of this reason, because sleeping is so much more chomo than eating in the sukkah, the Mechaber left it for Sif Beis, where he discusses the lochas of Achilas Arai and Shinas Arai, whereas in Sif Aleph, he just says the chiv of eating. Al Kaponim, what we can see is, and there's no choylik on this, We will discuss the reasons the Rishonim give and the Achronim give why people were makel and they considered themselves potter from the chiv of sleeping in the sukkah. But there's no shita that holds that there never was such a mitzvah. Everyone agrees that is the mitzvah, that's the chiv. Now it could be that many people who are not mechuyev because they're potter for various reasons. But it's not as if there's a shita that holds, the mitzvah never was to sleep. The mitzvah was always to sleep b'chol hades, and some people are not mechuyev because they're potter for various reasons. So what are the reasons which are given why a person is potter, or can perhaps be potter, from sleeping in the sukkah? And we will see that some of them obviously don't apply to a bocha. So there are three main reasons that are given in the poskim why the Olim were makel not to sleep in the sukkah on sukkah. So going back to the Motcha, the Ramah quotes the Motcha and the Ramah. The Losh of the Motcha is Soimchen Olim al Dovazeh, Shirei min Atzina. People are very scared of the cold. Have a kecholish in by sakona. They're scared they would sleep in a sukkah, they'll catch a cold. It used to be freezing, it used to be colder than it is today, but certainly in certain places in Europe was very, very cold. I think Aruch Shulchan writes a Loshen that it could come to Sakonas Nefoshes, or Sakonas Tzina, if a person would sleep in the sukkah. And therefore, they're like a mitzvah. We know that somebody who's a mitzvah is potim in a sukkah. And that's one reason that the Ramah gives why some people nowadays, his Loshen is that Ma'ashin Ahagin Lahokal Akshav B'Shena is because of the freezing cold. That's one. Agav, I saw interestingly from Reb Leizer David Friedman, Zatzal was the Rov of Bells in Bethenrod and Stanford Hill. He writes that the Minigan Bells, the Rebbe's never slept in the sukkah. All the Admoire based Bells didn't sleep in the sukkah. And he writes the reason is because in the Haim it was so freezing cold that if somebody would have slept in the sukkah, then it was Mamash Sakona. Now he said, Agam, the Belzer Rebbe had a nice big sukkah, which was well built, and had it was warm, and it would have been perfectly safe for them to sleep in. The Belzer Rebbe knew that if they slept in their sukkah, then all the Chassidim would sleep in their sukkah, and the Chassidim had schwache sukkahs, they didn't have well-built, strong sukkahs, and therefore it would be sakonas nefoshes for the Chassidim to sleep in the sukkah, and therefore the minhag became that even the Rebbe themselves didn't sleep, even though for them it would have been safe, in order not to be goyim, a sakona for the Chassidim, which would have copied them. That's one reason why the custom was in many places not to sleep in the sukkah. The second reason is given by the Levosh, Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes it, and that is that even if a person has blankets and he's got cardigans and he's got everything which he needs in order to make sure that he's nice and comfortable inside the sukkah, it's if you don't have a sukkah that's big enough to store them, the whole sukkahs, and every single morning you're going to have to empty your sukkah and then take it back every single night, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you should build a sukkah that's big enough to be able to keep all your stuff in. But if you didn't, or you don't have the space for such a sukkah, then it's mitzvah potim in a sukkah. You're not mechuyav to be matriach yourself to schlep every single night your blankets in, and every single morning your blankets out. And therefore, so what about the bed? Why does the Shulchan Aruch Rav only mention the bed? It doesn't mention the bed. The mattress also you have to schlep in and out. So in Halicha Shloima, in Agos, in Perik Test and Sukkah, they ask this kasha. What about the bed itself? They say a chiddush, b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the bed is a chelik of living in your sukkah. So you're mechuyev to do the normal things, but when it comes to the extras, because it's cold, that you're not mechuyev to do. So it could be the bed would never be a heter to not bring it in. That's your mitzvah of living in your sukkah. You have to bring your food in. You have to bring everything in and out. But when it comes to the extras, because it's cold, so to bring your blankets in, perhaps that would be a mitzvah potim in a sukkah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Levush say, why some people don't sleep in a sukkah. The third reason is because of ishtoi, because of your wife. Now, there's three different ways of looking at your wife in when I get to this halacha in the eyes of the poskim. So, what do you say?
She can stay in the sukkah.
But she's not mechuyev to. She's not mechuyev to sleep in the sukkah. She can stay at home. She can say, I'm not coming. So, she has no chiyev to sleep in the sukkah in order to... Now, there are more rights that avada v'tov l'hachem v'liyishom im ishtoi. But if she doesn't want to, you can't force her to go into the sukkah. So, three different lenses why a wife would make a person potter. The Ramah's Loshen is teshuv ken tiduro, just like a holy person is in a room with his wife, so it's a sukkah. And if your wife doesn't want to be in your sukkah, you have no chiyev to be in your sukkah. The Mogen Avraham says it's because of mitzvah potter in a sukkah. Person wants to be in a room with his wife, and therefore he's considered a mitzvah. And the Taz says it's because of simchas yom tov. The simchas ishto, there's a mitzvah of simchas ishto shon rishonim, there's a mitzvah of being mesamech, your wife, on Yom Tov, and therefore, if she wants you to be in a room with her, therefore, it would be a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and you call it Oisig B'mitzvah. An Oisig B'mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. But Derech Agav is interesting about Shonu Rishoyne. So people think Shonu Rishoyne is just a blanket heter, like there's Gzeres HaKosov, that Shonu Rishoyne, you don't need to sleep in the sukkah. The makor of not sleeping in a sukkah, Shonu Rishoyne, comes from this Taz. Because the Chochmas Odom, the Chai Odom asks on the Taz, that the mitzvah of being mesamech your wife in Yom Tov is the specific things in halacha, buying her clothes. There's certain things in halacha that you have to do. It doesn't say that every single thing that your wife wants is a mitzvah of being mesamech on Yom Tov. There's certain things. So the Chai Odom is cholik on the reason of the Taz, and he says that's not a significant enough reason to make a person potter from sleeping in the sukkah, because that's not Simchas Yom Tov that Chazal laid out. But the Klozim Gerebin Devar Yatziv writes that Shana Rishoyna, the Torah says V'simachas Ishtoi. And the Urayim writes V'simachas Ishtoi is B'chol Ma'ashem Asamcha. So it's true that Taz, perhaps, when it comes to every other year, Yom Tov, the Chai Adam has a good kasha on the Taz. You don't have a chiyuv to be Masamecha on Yom Tov through being in a room together with her. There's, you buy her clothes. But when it comes to Shana Rishoyna, the Torah says V'simachas Ishtoi. And Simchas Ishtoi B'Shana Rishoyna is B'chol Ma'ashem Asamcha. Therefore, Shana Rishoyna, there would certainly be a heta for a person not to sleep in a sukkah together with his wife. However, it's important to understand that therefore the heta is only when she's there or she wants you there. If you're going for an afternoon nap and your wife's out visiting friends in Shana Rishoyna, or she's on the couch reading a magazine, she doesn't care if you have your afternoon shlof in the room or in the sukkah because she's not there anyway. There will be no such heta in Shana Rishoyna not to sleep in the sukkah. It's not just the gzeis hakosev, it's based on v'simachas ishtoi. If your wife's not there, or if she's away, or if she couldn't care less, or she'd rather you were not there for a week, then there would be it would be mutter. Yeah, off to a good start, but it would be no heter b'chal not to sleep in the sukkah. So those are the three reasons that the poskim can give why the minhag was not to sleep in the sukkah. The Yosef Omitz writes, his lashon is that it's important to know that these are all only a limud schus. Lil moed sineguri al haminhag hashin espashet lahokah b'moed. Avol be'emes ha'ma'ayin, he says, if you look into all these reasons, yira you will see, ki svaras ha'mekilin him agruis v'chaloshes ma'utis ma'oid. Yosef Omitz in Toftof Reshchov Gimel, he writes that each of these reasons, and each of the achreinim have different questions on every single one of these reasons. He says these reasons are limud schos on the minhag ha'olam, but they're weak, and therefore l'chein kol bal nefesh yochosh la'atzmoy, shlo levat la'mitzvah rabba. Every person who's a bal nefesh should try his utmost to be machmir. These are reasons the poskim gave for as a limit schos. And we know the Chofetz Chaim and the Chaim Briska. And the Munkacher writes that Talmidei Baal Shem or Mamash Moitza Nefesh, all of them to sleep in the sukkah, and were very machmir, and they brought ovens in, v'chulu. But these are the reasons that the poskim can give why a person doesn't sleep in the sukkah. Now if you think about a bocha, the reason of cold, well, if he's taka cold, or it's taka freezing, if that is the situation, then it would still apply to him. If it isn't cold, or if he isn't cold, if he's got ways of warming himself up, then the heta of the levush might apply, of schlepping things in and schlepping things out. But the term of ishtoi, l'choyre, wouldn't apply. But there's a moridig chiddush from the Ish Lavrom, a real from the Bachacharov. He writes like this, in Tofish Lamates, he writes that what if somebody actually has a very warm sukkah? He writes, if you're living in a place where b'chlal in the world it's cold, since roiv of the olim have the heta of mitzar potam in a sukkah, then you also ula yeshloima kimud legaba ruba da alma b'medinos elu hakorim yesh kulam mitzad ke'enter duro shach kenal kulam kilo a person's bottle b'roiv. It's a shver vav, but a person's bottle b'roiv, and therefore perhaps even if you do have this would explain why the Belzer Rebbes also didn't sleep in the sukkah. Because besides the sakonah for the chassidim, if you the bachacha, the bottle klapper, maybe a dova choshev isn't bottle, but al kaponim, maybe there's some kind of, I don't know if the word's bottle, but roiv oilam. He also writes, if somebody isn't married, but if you're soymach al shulchan acherim, if you're living in your father's house, and the father's potam in asukah, he writes, ulai ketfeilim besignan hadir la balabayash, ashach boikul anal. Could be a person also, if the Balabas is potter from sukkah, maybe he's also potter from sukkah. A shver of all, but upon him, lefidus eish lavrom, there would be a heta even for a bocha, if his father isn't mechuyav to sleep in a sukkah, there'd be heta for him as well if he's at home with his father. Anyway, upon him, these are the limudei schos that the poskim can give. Now, when it comes to kibud avim, it's a huge topic, kibud avim b'mokum mitzvah, but really it requires a shiur two of its own. But we'll try and get through a few yesodas in the next few minutes to see how these two things land together. Mitzvah deraisa, as we said, kibud avim, mitzvah deraisa, gemorim bo metzia, darshans, in daflamet beis amud aleph, ish imu v'tiro, shavsoz deshmoru, you don't listen to your father if he tells you to turn a light on Shabbos, if he tells you to drive a car on Shabbos to fetch something for him, there's nothing doing, you don't do it. Even a mitzvah derabonon, Rambam paskins, a perigvof, chaz mamrim, even it comes to mitzvah derabonon, and even if he tells you not to be over derabonon, he tells you don't do a derabonon or chasholchan mitzvah chanukah, you don't listen to him. Ah, kibud avim is deraisa. Many people ask the question, why should I not do this and this thing? Kibud avim is deraisa. This is maybe a derabonon. So two reasons are given, either because every derabonon is also lo sasor, and therefore it's also got an element of deraisa, or the other reason is because it's also called kvod hamokim. When it comes to the reason why we don't listen to our parents if they tell us to be over deraisa, is because they're mechuyav to be mechabed Hashem. A derabonon has also got an element of being mechabed Hashem, and therefore a person doesn't listen to his parents even by derabonon. Now where it gets tricky is what happens if it's only a chumrah, or a minug, or machloikas. So let's say a person has a, well, your father tells you, please, I'll give some examples of a chumrah. Let's start with the machlokes apaskim. Father tells you, can you please give me a drink? You're machmir not to open bottles on Shabbos. He said, and you say, listen, there's, you know, I don't listen to my parents, if it's, but even b'makom d'rabbanon. And he says, yeah, but there's these opinions, hold this mutar chatchila. So it's not a clear-cut deraisa or clear-cut derabanan. What happens if you have a road which is 16 amas wide, like kamat all roads are, but there's no 600,000 people going down the road? So according to one opinion, the Mechaba, you can't have an Erev there. According to another opinion, you can. And your father says, can you please fetch me a drink from across the road? So you say, I'm sorry, I don't carry here. It's 16 amas wide. And he says, well, I don't understand, but there's no 600,000 people. So you say, Mokum deraisa, there's no kibidav em. And he says, but there's opinions that's not deraisa bechlal. There's opinions that's mutar lechatchila, that's mishaburas, that's the minute, to carry in such a road. So there's no, it's not Mokum deraisa. Rabbi Natan, when I saw recently a father telling his son, we've got to go home now, can you get in the car? Son, Rabbi Natan, I'm not going in the car. So you carry my stuff for me, and walk to the car and wait for me. Again, this is a shail of kibud av em. The mokum, what could be deraisa, could be totally muta. Kung to the goyim, it's mamash yom chol. Kung to Rabbeinu Tam is deraisa. So it's not clear cut deraisa anymore. And then when it comes to minhogim, or it comes to chumrus, what happens if? So let's start with minhogim, and we'll come back to machlokes afterwards. Yamshel Shlomo writes in Kedushin on the sugya of kibud av em. He writes that he says there was somebody who's mother was nifta, and the father didn't want him to say Kaddish after the wife, because the father was still alive, and he felt, maybe it wasn't correct, he was worried that if the son says Kaddish when the father's still alive, he was worried. So he said to the son, I don't let you say Kaddish. No mitzvah deraisa to say Kaddish, not mitzvah in the Torah. It's not even a mitzvah derabona. It's not a chiv midrabona. It's not like lighting the menorah or kriyas megillah. It's not a chiv derabona to say Kaddish. The Yamshel Shlomo writes, that heyos, even though it's not deraisa, even though it's not drabona, his lashon is that heyos, it is a minig that comes me'achashinu hagu me'avaseinu hagdoishim lo mekadosh yosim. Since it's a minig avaseinu doira doiras, have a keilu oimer shleias davashim b'divrei sofim. It's as if it's a drabona. So it's quite clear from Yamshel Shlomo, if there's a really strong minig that everyone does, everyone says kadosh after their parents, then even if your father tells you not to, and it's not deraisa, and it's not derabonon, you would still not listen to your father and say Kaddish, because a strong minhag that has its roots back to Aviseinu HaKadoshim overpowers the deraisa of Kibud Av Ve'em. Even a minhag. Yeah, but even against the deraisa of Kibud Av Ve'em, that's the Chiddush. And there are paskins this way in Shin Ayin Vav, in Hilchos Avelos, that person says Kaddish after his mother, even if the father doesn't let him. Even though it's a mokum mitzvah kibud av ve'em. When it comes to minhogim that are like nice, cute extras, so Sefer Chassidim discusses what happens if a person has a person who, the Sefer Chassidim Shaila, or somebody likes fasting. Every so often, a tarnas, not no tarnas choiv, a tarnas, extra tarnas. And his mother says, don't let you fast, I'm worried for your health, it's not good for you, don't fast. And she doesn't let him fast. He says, those minhogim or those things are not, don't rise to the level of a minhag which come from Avaseinu HaKadosh, which everyone does. It's your own extra chumrah, and your own extra chumrah doesn't override Kibud Av Ve'em. The Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital writes that the Arizal, he said on himself that his mother used to tell him, I don't let you toivel. He used to toivel, I don't let you toivel. And the Arizal said he didn't toivel in a mikveh any tefillah that wasn't a chiyav, any tefillah that was just as an extra tesefes kedusha. The Arizal didn't toivel because it's not Rabbono, it's not even a long-standing minig, it's just an extra milad chesida, so it's an extra tosefes kedusha, and in that case Kibud Av Ve'em would override the extras. So lahalacha, when it comes to the deraisa, you don't listen to your parents. When it comes to the Rabbono, you also don't listen to your parents. When it comes to a really strong minig, you also wouldn't listen to your parents. When it comes to an extra, which is no chiyuv bichlal in halacha, it's just your minhag or something extra or something nice, even something choshuv, Kibud Av Ve'em would override. And an example would be fasting when there's no chiyuv, going to mikveh when there's no chiyuv, and these kinds of things, Kibud Av Ve'em would override. I saw a nice vort. The same pasuk kedushim tiyu ish imov tiro shoses deshmoyu. Pasuk says kedushim tiyu, person should be kodesh. Those are chumras. That comes before ish imov tiro. Kibud Av Ve'em overrides chumras. Kedoshim tiyu, but remember ish imov av tiro. But shabsoyis et shmoyu, which is the raisa, overrides ish imov av oviv. So ish imov av tiro is a mitzvah. When is kedoshim tiyu just a nice holy extra, Kibbutz Avayim comes first. When it's Shabbos the Shemayru, if it's a real mitzvah, then Shabbos comes first. But upon him, when it comes to machloikus, and that's what I've left for last, it's a machloikus. It could be totally mutter, could be totally awesome. So many poiskim, the Deviratim, in his first shuvah in Yerodei Chelik Beis, the Gaba shaving, where Tzemach Tzedek called it to Isav Layilbash to shave. Some of you might remember we spoke about Layilbash some time ago. And the Tzemach Tzedek called it an Issa Deraisa to shave because of Layilbash. So the father said, I don't let you shave. And the father said, I want you to shave. And the son said, I don't want to. So the Deviratim says, since there it's already a Shail of Deraisa, even though it's a Machloikas, a person isn't Mukhuyev to listen to his parents. The same Benegar, Chutshani writes the Gaba carrying an Erev, which is if it's an Erev, which is a Shail of Deraisa, or Shail of Totally Mutter, Chutshani says a child is allowed to be Machme and say, I want to be Machme like the opinions and not carry, even B'mokom Kibbud Avayim, even though there is who to rely on. So Lechoira, and we can continue this, but I don't want to go over time. But Lechoira, when it comes to Mitzvah Sukkah, let's look at Mitzvah Sukkah together. The son has a Mitzvah Deraisa of sleeping in the Sukkah, and the Mitzvah Deraisa of sleeping in the Sukkah, as we know, overrides Kibbud Avayim. Now, in this case, the father can say, but there's a Levush that says you're potter because it's a Tircha. And the father could say, but there's an Ish Lavrom that says that if you're living in a place that some people are mitzvah, if you're in my house, and there's various things the father can pull out to tell the son that it's not called Kibbud Avayim B'Mokom Mitzvah. But as we've seen, the Kibbud Avayim B'Mokom Mitzvah is, even if it's a Machloikas, and even if there's what to rely on, Kibbud Avayim only overrides an acute extra, like going to mikveh when you don't need to, or certain things like that. But when it comes to something as strong as a deraisa, a drabonon, or even a machloikus, if it's a deraisa or drabonon or not, in that case, kibbud avayim would not override, and the son would be mechuyev to sleep in the sukkah if he wanted to, and not rely on the heterim if he wants to. He's allowed to not listen to his parents and say that his mitzvah sukkah overrides the mitzvah of kibbud avayim, even though it's perhaps the two to be lenient regarding with. And that was the Pesach of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and the Munkach also writes the same thing. You don't listen to your parents, it's B'mokah mitzvah, and there's no such thing as a minig and your babas. So he writes a Shah Falosh, and people who say that their grandparents and their grandmothers, it's Kibbud Avayim B'mokah Deraisa, and a person should not listen to their parents in such a case. However, there's a very big chiddush from his Oyer's Tshuva, from the lawyer of, he writes as though, he says that if a person's in a sukkah, and he knows that by sleeping in the sukkah, his mother's going to be upset. And if his mother's upset, she's going to be worried about him, and she won't be able to fall asleep. He says that you would never, ever, during the year, go sleep in a room where you must have, please don't sleep in that room, I'm worried something will happen to you, please go sleep in the other room. You would never, during the year, sleep in a room where your parents don't let you sleep. And he says, Al-Teshu ken Taduru, just like during the year, you wouldn't sleep in a room where your parents don't let. Therefore, if your parents are worried for you, you don't sleep in the sukkah because you have a p'tur of teshuv came to duru. The Moshe Shtebuch b'negeh to a husband and wife says the same vat, or similar vat. If a wife says, I'm really worried for you to sleep in the sukkah, to the point that she could be even zageda v'choyle, she's worried and she's anxious and she can't sleep at night, he says the same thing. You're called, not the same thing, but similar, you're called a meshamash es achoyle by going into the house. If your wife can't sleep, and the same thing be when they get to your parents, somebody has a Yiddish mother, who's an anxious Yiddish mother, and she can't sleep, and she's worried, it may rise to the level of a choyle, that by you sleeping in the house, you're called a mshamsh sachoyle. That's a chiddush of the story. It's true with the others that argue with him for various reasons. One being that kibbud avayim, according to the Ramah, the end of Simar Yishmem, is only when you're doing something to mechabed them properly, like feeding them, giving them to drink, or helping them out in some way that's mechabed them. Just if they tell you don't do X or do Y in a way that's not mechabed them, if a father tells you jump up and down 10 times, then there's no chiyav according to the marik of kibbud avayim. So it could be over here, there won't be a kibbud avayim. But kaponim, that's the chiddush of the Sorei Teshuva. So what we've seen is that mitzvah sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah, is a chiyav l'chol ha'deis. There are various heterim that why some people may not be mechuyav to sleep in the sukkah, some which apply to a bocha, some which don't apply to a bocha, some which apply to, according to the Ishavron, to everyone, but apply to certain people. We've seen that kibbud avayim b'mokom mitzvah deraisa, obviously kibbud avayim falls away, even b'mokom mitzvah derabonon, even b'mokom a strong minug, kibbud avayim falls away, only b'mokom an extra zahira, so an extra chumra, kibbud avayim would trump and override that. But b'negeh to machlokes hapoiskim, and even if there are heterim, kibbud avayim would still fall away and make place for a son who wants to be machme, like certain opinions and certain shittas. And therefore, b'negeh to the shayla of sleeping in a sukkah, pashtas, it's a case of kibbud avayim b'mokom a mitzvah deraisa. And even if the father can find reasons why the son is potter, the son isn't mechuyev to go with those reasons and would be allowed to go with the like the Yosef Oymet says, like he can make himself a Baal Nefesh, even though it's Motam Kibbud Avraham. But according to the Soris Shuvah, he would have a heta of Teshvu Ke'en Teduru and not be Mechuyev to sleep in the Sukkah, because that's what he wouldn't do for the rest of the year.
Excellent.